Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Broca's Brain: Reflections on the Romance of Science by Carl Sagan is a wide-ranging collection of essays that captures science as both a rigorous method and a deeply human adventure. Moving from the workings of the mind to the vastness of the cosmos, Sagan explores how careful reasoning can coexist with awe, wonder, and moral responsibility. The book is anchored in Sagan's talent for making complex ideas approachable without flattening them, and for showing how scientific thinking touches everyday life, politics, education, and culture. Written in a period shaped by the Cold War and fast-moving advances in astronomy and space exploration, it also speaks to timeless questions: how we know what we know, why skepticism matters, and what is at stake when society abandons evidence. Across its reflections, the book invites readers to see science not as a dry body of facts, but as a romance, a continuing story of curiosity, error correction, and discovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the brain, evidence, and the making of knowledge. Sagan uses the theme of Broca's brain to highlight how the study of the mind intersects with the broader scientific enterprise. The brain becomes a symbol for both our greatest instrument of discovery and our most vulnerable source of mistakes. He emphasizes that humans are pattern-seeking and story-driven, which can be powerful for creativity but hazardous for truth. From this perspective, science is presented as a discipline that compensates for cognitive limitations through methods like controlled observation, reproducibility, peer criticism, and statistical thinking. Rather than framing skepticism as cynicism, the essays treat it as a form of intellectual care that protects us from self-deception and social contagion. This topic also connects personal fascination with neuroscience to a larger message: understanding how we think improves how we judge claims, from medicine to public policy. Sagan's approach encourages readers to ask, "What would change my mind? What alternative explanations fit the data, and what a claim predicts that can be checked?" The result is an accessible portrait of epistemology in practice, grounded in curiosity about the brain and disciplined by the ethics of evidence. Secondly, cosmic perspective and the romance of discovery. A central thread of the book is the cosmic perspective that made Sagan influential: the idea that astronomy expands not only knowledge, but also humility and connectedness. He conveys how modern science extends the senses through instruments and mathematics, turning faint signals into coherent pictures of planets, stars, and galaxies. This topic highlights the emotional core of the essay's discovery is thrilling because it reveals an intelligible universe and because it changes our sense of scale. Sagan often contrasts parochial concerns with the vastness of cosmic time and space, not to dismiss human life, but to place it in context. That context can inspire cooperation, long-term thinking, and a readiness to revise beliefs when new data arrives. He also demonstrates how scientific progress is typically incremental, built from many minds and careful argument rather than sudden certainty. Readers come away with a sense of why exploration matters, why unanswered questions are productive, and why the romance of science is not fantasy, but the lived experience of confronting the unknown with tools that actually work. The cosmos becomes a lens for meaning grounded in reality rather than wishful thinking. Thirdly, pseudoscience, superstition, and the responsibilities of skepticism, Sagan addresses how easily unsupported beliefs can flourish, especially when they appeal to fear, hope, or identity. He examines the social ecology that lets dubious claims spread: sensational media incentives, charismatic authorities, selective memory, and the human desire for certainty. This topic underscores a practical aim of the book: empowering readers to evaluate extraordinary claims without losing openness or wonder. Sagan argues that skepticism is not a rejection of mysteries, but a filter that helps separate puzzles worth investigating from assertions that dissolve under scrutiny. He is attentive to the difference between honest error and deliberate deception, and to the harm that can result when society confuses the two. The essays encourage habits such as checking sources, demanding testable predictions, distinguishing anecdote from evidence, and recognizing unfalsifiable arguments. At the same time, Sagan warns against arrogance, noting that science itself can be wrong and must remain self-correcting. The overall message is ethical as much as intellectual credulity can be exploited, while critical thinking supports better decisions in health, finance, civic life, and personal relationships. Skepticism becomes a civic virtue that protects both individual autonomy and the public good. Fourthly, science, society, and the politics of survival. Several essays connect scientific literacy to public policy, especially in an era when technological power can outpace wisdom. Sagan considers how decisions about weapons, space exploration, energy, and environmental risk depend on the public's ability to understand probabilities, uncertainties, and trade-offs. He argues that science is not merely a toolbox for producing gadgets. It is a way of thinking that can inform democratic debate and reduce catastrophic miscalculation. This topic also captures his insistence that scientists have responsibilities beyond laboratories to communicate clearly, to resist politicized distortion of evidence, and to engage with the moral dimensions of research. Sagan treats fear and propaganda as forces that can short-circuit rational planning, particularly under geopolitical tensions and rapid technological change. By emphasizing long-term planetary stewardship, he invites readers to view Earth as a shared habitat whose stability is fragile. The implication is that scientific thinking is essential for survival, not because it guarantees perfect decisions, but because it provides the best available methods for detecting error early. In Sagan's framing, a scientifically informed society is more resilient, more capable of compromise, and less likely to be driven by myths when stakes are existential. Lastly, communication, education, and keeping wonder alive. Broca's brain also functions as a guide to how science can be communicated without losing either rigor or enchantment. Sagan models a style that treats readers as capable partners, offering clear explanations while preserving complexity where it matters. This topic explores his belief that education should cultivate curiosity, skepticism, and the joy of figuring things out, rather than training students to memorize conclusions. He highlights the role of metaphor, history, and narrative in teaching difficult concepts, and he shows how the best popular science invites readers into the process of reasoning rather than just presenting results. Sagan is also attentive to barriers poor schooling, unequal access to resources, anti-intellectual cultural trends, and media practices that reward controversy over accuracy. Against those obstacles, he proposes a constructive stance: wonder is a renewable resource, and it can motivate sustained learning when paired with tools for verification. The essays imply that a healthy culture needs interpreters who can bridge expert knowledge and public understanding, and institutions that reward careful explanation. For readers, the payoff is both practical and personal: improved ability to learn new topics, to ask sharper questions, and to experience the natural world with informed amazement rather than passive consumption. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy big questions and want a readable bridge between brain science, astronomy, and the everyday challenges of judging what is true. It is especially valuable for students, educators, curious general readers, and anyone navigating a world crowded with confident claims, viral misinformation, and high-stakes policy debates. The benefit is twofold. First, Sagan strengthens the reader's inner toolkit habits of skepticism, comfort with uncertainty, and a respect for evidence that helps in decisions about health, news, and civic issues. Second, he restores a sense of meaning grounded in reality, showing that wonder does not require abandoning critical thinking. Compared to many popular science collections, Broca's Brain stands out for its range and moral clarity. It does not only celebrate discoveries, it connects them to human responsibility, communication, and survival. Sagan also avoids reducing science to trivia, focusing instead on how scientific reasoning works and why it matters. The result is a book that remains worth buying because it delivers lasting intellectual skills and a durable perspective, not just updates on specific facts. Readers finish with sharper judgment and a deeper appreciation for the romance of discovering the universe honestly. If you would like to support Carl Sagan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.